Hello everyone and welcome to a casual discussion about style, the Real Guy Fashion Podcast. I'm Sean. If this is your first time listening to the show, thank you, and be sure to favorite or subscribe wherever it is that you're hearing us. Today, I want to talk about a very disturbing trend I've seen all about the Instagram world, and it needs to stop as soon as possible. It's not only a crime against fashion, but it's just not a good idea, period. But before we dive in and talk about it, a quick word about the sponsor for today's show. Okay, so this disturbing trend that I'm talking about is guys wearing suits or even just pants in general without socks. There are a couple of reasons this isn't a good look, and I'm racking my brain and trying to come up with any excuse as to why someone would want to do this, and I've got nothing. First off, there isn't a single business environment in the world where you could get away with a suit, tie, and no socks. Not one, and I don't care if anyone tells you differently. They're just wrong. I am much more of a traditionalist, and we can talk about how you want to match your socks to your suit or pants a bit later on in the show, but you always, always, always do it. Wear socks, that is. Another reason this isn't a good look is, let's be honest here, most people's feet are going to get warm and sweaty. You don't want sweaty feet in your shoes without socks, because the socks not only help keep your feet look good, but they keep your feet dry and your shoes dry too. Not having sweaty, smelly shoes on your sweaty, smelly feet is a win for everyone. So if you're listening to this show and you're doing this, please stop, effective immediately, for the good of all mankind. And while we're speaking of socks, let's go back to what they should look like. I prefer mine to hit about mid-calf, but I know that there are some folks who like them a bit shorter or a bit longer, depending on what you're doing in them. And honestly, that's fine. It's mostly personal preference with fit. Another personal preference is patterns, colors, and style. There's also a trend afoot in the last 5 to 6 years or so where gents want to be more bold with their socks. It used to be a striking tie was the way to make a statement, but now it's low-key a bit more about having bold socks. You might have expected to find navy slacks with some shade of blue underneath, not so much any longer. You're equally as likely to find pink polka dots, blue and gray stripes, or literally just about any color or pattern. I'm more conservative when it comes to socks, so I like to stay in the same color family, or at least pull some of the elements in my overall outfit together with the tones in the socks. I might wear black slacks and a light gray jacket. I'll have black and gray socks to bring both of those colors together. If I've got navy slacks and a lavender, yes, I said lavender, not purple, shirt on, I'll for sure rock blue and purple in the socks. I prefer bigger prints and polka dots over stripes because stripes can be a bit tough to manage correctly, and you can check out some of my past shows about matching patterns appropriately, but really, these days, it's almost anything goes. And the good news is, you can use this as a way to express your creativity and style in a little more subtle way that not only makes you feel good, it will make you look good as well. That's it for today's show. Thanks again for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, be sure to tell your family and friends about it. It really helps us out. If you're checking us out on anchor.fm, feel free to call into the station with any fashion-related questions you might have, and I'll do my best to answer all of them on air. Be cool, everyone, and remember, let my fashion pain be your style gain. Talk to you next time.